For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bessiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
And Megan Eby's hanging out with us.
Hey, y'all.
She is in covering for Tori while she's on maternity leave. Now, we were asking Megan about her, attitude, because it's very perky. Even your voice is very perky.
Uh-huh.
I know when she got here, I told you guys, I told her what I said to you. I'm like, not ready for this much energy. Not right now. Give me time to wake
up. Get ready for it, honey.
I need it. I'm so dragging today. I already took caffeine pills and everything. I don't know why.
I don't know how you're dragging. You've been talking nonstop about your boil on your back since she walked in.
Let's save that, please.
We're going to upload that later.
No, I'm not.
Please, let's talk about something else. So, I'm curious, do you have a work voice? Because 82% of women change the way they speak while they are at work. It's called a work voice, and or a code switch, too, is what they call it.
A code switch.
Code switch, yes. Women code switch. Like, it's time for work, so I'm going to switch and have my professional voice, less sarcasm. A little bit more optimistic and no slang going on.
I don't think it's just women that do that,
though. Well, I know, but this is about women. In general, 82% of the women do that.
Absolutely.
Now, for the guys, I'm sure they do it as well.
Oh, I 1,000% have a professional voice versus my whatever voice. Like, right now, hi, this is Megan. How can I help you?
Oh, wow.
And then it was like I'm...
If you're at home.
Oh, I'm at home, like, y'all! Well, listen to me. Nobody listens to me around here.
A little bit more country?
Yeah, my gosh. 1,000% more country, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
And you know, that reminds me of the Black Mirror episode I just watched where you had this social score. People give you 1 to 5 stars for you. And so everyone will be super nice to each other. And that's the way you sounded just then, was the super nice, trying to get 5 stars.
Like,
version.
Hi. How are you? Yes. If you don't mind filling out this survey for me.
As an influencer, too, you kind of polish it up when you're shooting your videos and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And add a little pizzazz to it. But for the most part, that's how I talk. Like, I mean, like, whatever. Right. No, it's not that bad.
For you, Tom, let's hear your professional voice.
Hi there, how can I help you?
Okay, now what's your normal voice?
Hi there, how can I help you?
The same, I was going to say, that is the same.
Yeah, Tom's is pretty consistent. Even at his house, he sounds about the same as he does here on the radio.
Well, because, you know, people come up and say, hey, Gato, I want to hear your radio voice. I'm like, well, okay, this is it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't change my voice for radio. I might sound different when I do a commercial versus
right. Well,
talking,
we project a little bit more.
Yeah.
Well, whenever Hawkey called me to ask me to be on the radio and my daughter heard your voice, then she goes, oh my gosh, it's his voice on the phone. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You know what's so funny is people find out I'm in radio after the fact. It's like people that don't know you in maybe a different state. And uh-huh. Like, oh, I could tell you have a radio voice. I'm like, you are lying at me too because I got such a southern voice.
I will say you do have a face for radio. I don't know about a voice, but definitely a face for radio.
Snatch. Now, it was good having you in today, man.
Yeah. And I was the one that called you to be in here.
I'll see myself out.
So when it comes to 82% of women said they changed their speaking voice or their work voice. 94% of people, women in food service, said they changed their voice. Professional service was next on the list. Retail was next. And then women who work in constructions are more likely just to speak in their regular voice. So these are the girls that you see. Sometimes they hold the slow and fast sign. You'll see the girls out there occasionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always say, let them work, let them live. If you put those girls, like if you let them, you know, dress in whatever they want to, maybe some short shorts or whatever, the guys would slow down.
Yeah. I bet they would. Yeah. For sure.
They'd wreck.
You could.
But I will say, I probably would fit in my normal, how I speak normal would be construction because I do cuss a little.
Oh, my.
I know.
Okay, yeah. They say they do less of that. It's less. They tend to use less slang, sarcasm, and profanity when they switch into their work voice.
Yes.
I feel like sarcasm is my work voice.
Well, that is yours, yes. That's your gift to the world. But so you got your professional voice. And a lot of times when you are doing a recording for your cell phone or something, you're going to switch into that voice. It's not going to be your normal voice.
Hi.
Wait, that was really good.
You mentioned not having a radio voice, but I think your commercial voice is your radio voice. That's when you start thinking about it and you're trying to sound a certain way.
Well, I said when I commercials, I project a little more here. I'm still half asleep right now. So
he really is, guys.
My coffee's not kicking in fast enough.
But your cell phone recording voice is a little bit more.
I did it so long ago. I think it's just like, hey, I can't take your call.
We need to call Tom's because his is actually a good.
I don't think it's got anymore. When I got my new phone, I think it got knocked
off.
Oh,
that was such a great way to leave a voicemail.
I want to hear your professional voice. Like, what, like
you. You don't have one.
That's all I got. No, I will say this, though. You know, my brother has like the prayer voice, and my dad, like, you know, we'll be talking and it'll be Thanksgiving dinner or something. Like, hey, do you mind saying the blessing? He's like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll say the blessing. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today to thank you for this food.
Like it's real deep.
Well, it's not only deep, but it's like this, almost like a King James version of his voice. He just breaks into his prayer voice. Yeah.
Well, every little bit helps.
Yeah, I guess. Does that help it get up to heaven more when you use your preacher voice, I guess?
Okay, I like that. Maybe I'll try my preacher voice.
So all you girls out there, you know what? What is your preacher voice?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea,
You know,
actually.
I think about that. All you girls heading to work today or, you know, wherever you're going, using your work voice, you might want to practice that on the way in.
Stay classy.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We've got Megan Eby filling in for Tori, and Tori is out on maternity leave. We thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
A blast with you in here. There's something that is interesting that Megan was talking about during the songs. You said that you helped your daughter do some spring cleaning over the weekend.
I sure did.
And that can be a big job. Spring cleaning is one of those things that reminds us that we have a lot of stuff we don't need. And at some point, we were brainwashed into thinking we needed that item.
I agree.
Well, they asked folks, what are some things that we've been brainwashed into believing that we need. And they said on this list, they mentioned the amount of clothes that we feel like we have to have.
I think that's something. You think about in the 1800s, they probably had 2 shirts, 2 pair of pants, and that's about it. Maybe not even any socks.
I ain't far above that.
Okay.
I don't have, it's funny, I'll go to friends' house, I'll open their closets, and because, you know, I go through everything.
You snoop?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, they have so many clothes. They got a packed closet where they need a day. And one friend goes, well, I got to bring out my summer stuff because I got the winter stuff. Okay. And I'm like, it's all in one closet. And I've got room for 2 more people to move in with me.
But girls do that. They like got their winter clothes, spring clothes.
I wear it year round.
You're weird.
I don't shop.
Hey, listen, I got clothes.
I'm not materialistic like a lot of people.
I've got, you in certain areas you are.
Alcohol.
Okay.
Because of y'all.
Okay, so like I know I've got clothes I've never worn, like in packages that are saved there.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of ads and stuff are targeted towards women. And then you see it, you're like, wait, I want that. No, I want that. And so you have to get it. And then it's in your closet.
With shoes, you guys as well. Yeah. You guys got a lot of shoes.
Well, it's keeping up with the trends because, you know, they changed the trends so they could sell more clothes. Yes. And then people feel like they have to keep up with it.
Yes. That's a trick.
I do not.
No, I don't want to go back to the 1800s either, Hawk.
Okay, sorry.
I don't want two clothes.
No. Well, I know, but I'm just saying we could get by with a lot less.
Well, two true.
Clothes. Mm-hmm. Two clothes.
They said also expensive weddings and funerals are something that we've been brainwashed into believing we need.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like funerals, they're, I don't want them to spend a fortune on my casket. Like I said, I prefer to be, I guess, stuffed, whatever you call it.
Taxidermy.
Taxidermy.
Yeah.
And that way they could just take me out on appearances and stuff and just prop me up in the corner. And I could just kind of have my hand in a wave.
You know, why don't funeral homes just have like a casket for the funeral? And then when the funeral is over, they actually place the body in a box.
There's laws for some reason, which is another part of the scam.
Yeah, it's a big scam. So I would never I would never be buried in a casket.
You got the casket, then you got the box they put it in. It's almost like those little Russian dolls that you open up.
Yeah.
And then you open up another one, and there's the corpse.
Listen, I say just burn me and turn me into eyeliner. That's
see,
what I just want to
do. I don't
into.
Know if I want to be cremated, what? But I want to keep the body around for some reason.
Wait a minute. You do they do that?
I doubt it.
They turn you into eyeliner.
Well,
it's like the girls would be putting those ashes.
They make you into diamonds and stuff.
I saw a video where a kid got into their ashes and eating their grandpa's ashes. Did you see that one?
Oh, and all gross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
No, but when you're cremated, you can put your ashes in an hourglass to keep continuing to participate in game night.
There you go.
That's perfect.
A friend of mine just said that. She said it's real.
That's
and
really,
I'm like, you know what?
There
I have
you go.
My two dogs and my dad.
Yeah.
So I might just
mine would
some
work,
glasses.
Right? It would be late all the time.
That's a great way.
But I feel like with social media, I feel like it's all gotten out of hand because you always feel like you got to like, oh, well, they did that. I got to do this. So people feel like they have to one-up each other. But I'm like, I'm begging my kids to elope. I really am. I don't want to spend money
for the wedding.
Yes,
yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they said social media is another thing we've been brainwashed to think that we need.
Yeah.
I feel like social media in moderation is a great thing.
Yeah.
But whenever people spend too much time on it, it's when they get in trouble.
Well,
like if you're just on there and you happen to see that so-and-so had a birthday, you wish them happy birthday. Your friend got a new boat. You're like, congratulations. When am I coming over? And that's fine. But when you start getting involved in like the arguments and the fights and the political,
yes.
That's whenever social media goes bad.
Time out.
Time out.
Yeah. When's that? Have you said, okay, I'm going to go be on this, you know, cell phone for a minute. I'm going to, you know, time myself here. You get on there and you're sucked in. It's like a big rabbit hole. You just keep
going.
All these notifications pop up like, oh my, I've got to wish so-and-so happy birthday. Look what happened in India today and all this other stuff.
Well, I don't think it's a problem unless you get involved in the stuff that wears you down, like the stuff that's like that you divisive.
All
that you
of
do.
It.
I don't do that much divisive stuff on Facebook.
I thought you respond to everything that you didn't agree with.
No, that's on other services like X.
Oh. Okay.
But if you're like, if you could use it for like a positive tool, like a lot of my, y'all say I'm positive, a lot of my social media is like uplifting stuff.
Yeah. See, now I did, one year I decided as my New Year's resolution was to use my celebrity and fame for good.
Yes.
And so what I did is I went and I would go on people's Facebook pages and I would wish them happy birthday. I would just find a post and just comment nicely on it. And I made that for almost 2 months.
I
quit doing the birthday thing. I just
taxing. Well, but we have a lot of folks to keep up with.
Yeah, I will put them on a birthday list.
Yeah,
so I'll give you a shout out. That's worth more than me typing it, I'm sure.
Well, they say also another thing that people think they have to have is a new car every year.
No.
It's
that's
definitely
crazy.
Yeah, I can't afford to do that. But
some people can.
I will say there's something to be said for buying a new car before the other one's warranty runs out. Because once stuff starts breaking, I don't want
everything
my car
breaks,
anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, need a new car so it doesn't break all the time.
I keep a car till it dies. 12 years. It's been paid for forever. Now, the one I've got, it's not the one.
Honestly,
I've got,
you're one step away from being homeless. You're a minimalist. It's like, I don't need a car. I don't need clothes.
I don't feel like I need to show off to anyone.
A car is not showing off. It gets you places.
Well, mine's, I have a new engine because luckily my warranty ran out 1 month after I got a new engine. So I'm good for all.
Got you there.
This is another one. They say you don't really need to carry a bottle of water around all day long. That you can get enough water drinking just normal drinks when you're supposed to.
Yeah, but it looks cool to have that water bottle and people think you're healthy.
No, but it's like coming out every year, though.
Stanley Cup. You got to have your Stanley Cup.
Mine ain't Stanley. I bought mine at Jockey Lot.
Who knew that cups could be so expensive in a fashion statement?
I know, right?
Nobody needs all that.
It's ridiculous.
And then finally, they said a lot of things for babies, especially new things. Babies don't need things. They don't know that they have things, and they definitely don't know whether they're new or not. So they'll survive without all the junk. But people want to get their babies all the newest stuff.
However, being a mom baby nurse and having kids of my own, a lot of that stuff makes parenting a little bit easier because babies require a lot of work.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, but you get all the whole nine yards of everything.
Oh,
my
for
baby
sure.
monitors, you know, a diaper changer.
They have a diaper changer?
I don't know.
She would get ornery every now and then.
I never got the idea of taking a infant 1-year-old to Disney World.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Anything like that. Yeah. I mean, I really don't think you should do it until they're 5 at least because they don't know it.
If they can't talk and tell you how awesome it is, you're wasting your money.
Or how awesome you are for taking them.
Listen, we went to Disney this past summer, and I don't think it's good to take any kid to Disney World because it is a lot.
I had a friend says, hey, we're taking the family to Disney. You want to go? I'm like, nope.
No,
I don't even want to go to Orlando.
I'd rather go see my gynecologist or something. Wow. Like, I don't want to go to
Disney World.
Don't
take the kids to that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We're about to do a peep show here on the Hawk and Tom Show this morning. Now, it's family-friendly peep show. It's family-friendly peep show. What we are going to do is we're going to be shoving Easter peeps, in our mouth, trying to break a record here. And
it's a record.
I will say this, that I had these left over from Easter. I bought too many. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Easter of like last year.
Yeah.
But these don't seem that stiff. They're not fresh.
And if you just join us, Tom took some of his, I guess, diabetes medicine. So he could eat more Easter peeps this morning. Now, we don't want you to eat them, and I know that we've been talking about, there was a game as a kid, you can do the chubby bunny.
The chubby bunny.
Everybody talks about that. You shove the Easter peeps in your mouth and try to say chubby bunny or so, just even a sentence of any sort.
I Googled it. The world record for peeps stuffed into a mouth at one time.
Yeah.
23.
I think I can get there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're opening up our Easter peeps right now. And now Cato has gag reflex, so he cannot even brush his teeth.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And it starts when I brush my teeth. What's bad is I brush my teeth before I go to the dentist. So it makes the dentist even worse because I'm already there.
Like, all right.
So
I want to try one of those.
Now, we have the Rice Krispie treats.
I didn't know they made those. And right. I don't like peeps.
Go ahead. You can use your own fingers.
I want one of those.
Okay.
I'll just wash my hands because I went to the bathroom.
Do you want to just taste the Easter peep, Rice Krispie Easter peep, to see if it tastes like one? Do you want one, Megan?
No, I'm okay.
Oh, that's good. It doesn't have Rice Krispies in it, though.
Mm-hmm. It would be better with Rice Krispies.
You can make Rice Krispie treats with the leftover peeps.
This is good, though. That'd be a good idea.
I know.
Okay. Or you can make some good s'mores with these.
Yeah.
So the record is 23.
Okay. Yeah. So, Cato, you go first, all right? Go ahead and shove those Easter peeps in your mouth. Three. Break them up. All right. Three, two, one. Go.
All right. You got this.
One. Two.
Okay. All right. Are you eating them or just shoving them in?
He's shoving them in.
Okay, you got this.
Okay. Can you even say
he's
chubby?
At four.
Can you say chubby
say
bunny?
Say chubby
yet?
Bunny.
Chubby bunny?
Okay. You're doing great. Keep going.
Five.
Okay. Listen, your mouth is bigger than that. Keep going.
Okay. Okay. You're getting it.
Six.
Oh, six.
You got this, man.
You can do it.
I mean, how could somebody do 23?
Okay.
Seven. You got to send him down to your esophagus.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
He looks like a bunny.
Yeah.
Wait, they're coming out.
Eight. Don't let's spit them out.
Stop.
I hit the hangy thingy.
That's funny.
Wait, it's right there.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I can put it back in there.
No, it's all right. You're putting it back in there like a little mama bird feeding a baby. It's pretty funny.
I hit my hangy thingy. One of the two.
Okay, Cato got eight.
All right, I got one in.
Okay.
Tom's going to shove them in.
Tom.
We're trying to do the Easter peep challenge today here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
I mean, Cato is so dramatic over here.
Okay, well, his gag reflex is any.
Wait, what number are you on? I haven't been counting.
And you got how many?
Seven,
all right.
Okay, seven.
Here we go.
Oh, wow. Okay, eight. There we go.
Oh, you can do it, Tom.
Wow.
You know,
oh, gosh.
Nine. Ten.
Oh, my gosh.
11.
He's 11.
Oh, my gosh. He's shoving it in there.
We are shoving some Easter peeps in Tom's mouth right now.
Holy
Cato's
smokes.
Still gagging.
Mm. Like the most dramatic person.
I can't help it.
Okay.
Wait, what number are we on now? Wait.
He's 14. He's got 14 in there. Yeah.
Shut up. He does.
If you just joined us, we are on Facebook Live, too.
Holy smokes.
I have two more if he needs them.
Oh, yeah, pass them over.
Oh, my God. You about to be sick? No, you got it.
Okay. Is that how many
even
is
have
that?
Any peeps left?
Oh my! Can you breathe out your nose? All right, he's got 16 right now.
Wow!
Tom's got Easter.
Okay,
peeps.
They're starting to like
close your lips.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Close.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. He's about to get.
I'm bringing the trash can. Oh gosh!
There's trash cans over here.
It's coming out of the seams.
Okay.
He's busting out.
Have you got 20 in there yet? Because some are coming back out, man. You know what? It looks like the girl at Walmart that's got the too tight jeans on.
It's been trying to zip up a dress. That's what it looks like. That's a sausage in a casing.
That's more than a muffin top.
How many do you have? Do you have 20?
22.
Yeah, they're not in your mouth, Tom.
Get them lips over
there. They're not in your mouth.
Close those thin lips.
You always said you had thin jaws.
Okay. Oh, can we do it? Can you breathe? Can you breathe, sir?
Look into the camera there. Look,
here.
Oh, is that 23? Really? He broke the record, y'all. Oh, that's gross.
Oh my gosh. That
okay. Oh, just stop, Tom. That's disgusting.
Oh God, I don't even. Do I even need to go?
Because honestly, I probably have a diabetes attack.
Here's the problem, though, with this. If you're going to break a record, you're supposed to have the Guinness Book World Record here to actually video this.
Sorry, I know.
Okay, but if we have video evidence.
Yeah, I got an eyeball stuck in my cheek.
You have. Marshmallow off your lip.
You know what's so funny is when you were shoving them in, you had about 18 in there. Your eyeballs did start to bulge
they
a little
did.
Bit.
They
oh, it's
did.
Making room for more.
Oh my goodness. So Easter Peeps Challenge, you can do that at home.
I think if I went slower, I could have got more.
I think so.
Because I could have got them soaking wet and shrunk them a little, but that was hard.
There we go. Listen.
Okay, so you know what? Megan, you and I'll try it on the out here in a second.
Okay.
All right, here we go. It's Easter Peep Challenge, Torch Tuesday, this week on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
How many peeps can you shove in your mouth and then try to say something? Tom actually tied the world record. He just said that. So ready, Megan?
Let's do it.
We're going to do it together.
We're going to do it together. So, let's see if you can do the fastest.
All right. I'm going to just leave mine like...
You're just going to shove it in like that.
I'm going to shove it in just like that.
Okay. Kata,
yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1, go.
All right.
Megan's got 2 and 3.
That's a lot.
4.
What is that?
Oh. They're not doing well. Chubby bunny. Oh, my God. Who just sprayed? Hawk just sprayed the control board with speed.
I'm so sorry.
She's still going.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. That's
drooling. I can get about 9 in mine.
Oh, Megan's going pro here.
Megan. Got,
oh, there's that. Is that 9?
The gagging is what gets you.
You talked about me.
Give her some more.
Yeah.
Give her some more.
Here we go. Here's a whole.
Oh, never mind. She's gone.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I apologize for calling Kato dramatic because that was.
It's worse than
it. It is worse than what I thought.
Once you get 5 peeps in your mouth, it starts going funky at that point.
Yeah. My eyes are watering, y'all.
Yes.
I didn't find it that difficult.
Oh, my God.
Stop talking about it.
All right, that I want one of those video. Rice Krispie peeps again.
It's almost more.
You didn't spit on it, did you?
I did not. I didn't. Okay, sorry about that spray, too. A little peep spray this morning. I mean, honestly, like 5, and then I got that 6, and I'm like, wow.
Okay. That was rough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's a lot of fun for the kids. They can probably choke. Make sure you got the Heimlich maneuver down when you do this.
Tom, you need a shirt. I got sprayed at a peep show.
That starts Tuesday this week.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Today is Earth Day, and are you going to participate? I know that I think Earth Day was invented sometime around 1970, and that means that there's probably landfills full of Earth Day posters from 1970,
yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
And out of all the planets I've lived on, Earth is probably the best one. So,
I'd say it's my favorite.
If you do a little research on that. Now, Americans on Earth Day, do they say they will participate? 60% of the people said probably not, even though we're making a big deal about it.
Just refresh my memory. What exactly is Earth Day? I mean, what are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to
plant a tree?
You're supposed to sing Happy Earth Day.
Isn't that Armor Day?
Got it.
I assume in Cato they were supposed to do something to make the place better than when we
got
here.
Exactly, yes.
But I don't really know how you're going to do anything of significance in one day.
Yeah. So probably buying a surplus amount of peeps just to spit them out in a trash can might not
Those
don't dissolve or disintegrate over
we
time.
We probably did not celebrate Earth Day properly.
Probably not.
I know our company today, actually, they are going out and cleaning up pond in a neighborhood. I don't know, cleaning around the pond.
You know, I really wanted to do that this year, but unfortunately, my shoulder getting broke on vacation prevents me from doing that. It's not an excuse. I have a doctor's note.
I have a haircut appointment.
Okay, so you're getting rid of some of the hair and I'm using it as compost.
There you go.
There you go.
Birds can use it for a nest.
Bird's nest.
Yeah.
It looks like a bird rat's nest right now.
Okay, the average American produces how much trash per year in pounds?
I took out 8 bags of trash from my teenage daughter's room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
8.
Yeah. You know, and when you forget to put the trash out by the side of the road, you start to panic.
Uh-huh.
Like, what are we going to do the rest of the week?
I'm single, live alone, and I eat to-go food. So I literally have probably less than 1 bag a week. Sometimes I don't even put my trash out because I'm not done, but I do recycle, so I'm doing something good.
Average American produces 1,600 pounds.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Of trash.
A week?
No, day? No, in a year.
In a year.
I believe it.
Yeah. Now, if you
I believe
multiply
it.
That by, you know, if you got 2 kids, you got 4 So that's a lot of trash.
That's a lot.
And they say top five items are paper, paperboard, also yard waste, food, plastics, and metals.
Listen, if you want food to go to waste, like you just, I buy the fresh fruit and I just leave it in the fridge and it will definitely go to waste because I forget about it.
Fresh anything. Like salad, it turns brown. Mm-hmm. All the stuff you're supposed to eat that's good for you, it doesn't last for nothing. But a Twinkie will last 10 years.
And the good stuff's more expensive than the Twinkie.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And I'd rather have the Twinkie.
Ain't that something?
Well, you know, most of, I guess, the ocean has been unexplored. Oceans take up 71% of Earth's surface, and according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, we've only explored about 5% of the waters that we have here on planet Earth.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them are so deep, you just can't get to them.
Right.
I mean, they're you know, the Mariana Trench and stuff like that.
So it's okay to put trash in those places that we're not going to see anymore.
You know, why are we, like, trying to set up a place on Mars to live? Just send all our trash there.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay, you can do
they could have put it in the rocket that just launched with Katy Perry in it.
Here's the problem. They already had trash in that rocket, but that's beside the point. Here's the problem, because this would be a great way to get rid of nuclear waste, too, but the problem is we're not 100% at sending stuff up. So if you blow one up on the way up, you scatter that trash everywhere.
Oh, true.
So that's why they don't do it. Otherwise, it would be a great way to get rid of things like nuclear waste.
You can plant a tree, though. That's a couple ways to actually help today. Nearly a third of Earth's surface is covered with trees, but it used to be a lot more. They say we've cut down about half of the world's forests since the 1800s, but they still take up close to 10 billion acres, which works out to be about 31% of Earth.
That's depressing.
Well, I mean, we still got 31% of Earth is our trees.
Yeah, right through the country. We're not short. There's no shortage of trees.
Every time I fly in a plane, I mean, you fly out of one of the biggest cities in America, Atlanta or New York or somewhere, and you get in the air, and it isn't a couple of seconds before all you see is greenery. Yeah. I mean, the Earth is still covered with a lot of greenery.
Mm-hmm. And the most common things that people do on Earth Day, we recycle, but you should be doing that throughout the year as well. Followed by planting a tree and then cleaning up any local area, park, the pond, or whatever they're going to be cleaning up. Cleaning up after yourself might be a good thing.
Listen, I'm struggling to clean up my house and my yard right now.
True. Yeah.
We just got to focus on that, okay?
78 should count.
Yeah. 78% of people say that they want to date someone who actually cares about the environment. Now, that's what they say. Well, that's 78% of the people. Now, you think about people littering. You don't want to date someone that litters.
Yeah.
That throws a piece of paper out of their window while you're with them.
No. But it depends on how much they're into the earth. Now, Stacey Bartrow, who was here last week filling in for Tori, we've known her for a while, and I said, you are the one that got me recycling because I had a party at my house years ago.
Yeah.
And she's digging through my trash, pulling out recyclable stuff. And I said, since that day, I've been recycling. So it's your fault.
That's sweet,
that
though.
I recycle.
The only thing I fear about recycling is that you separate all this crap and that truck comes and picks it up and throws it all back in the same pile.
You say that, but I don't know.
I mean, I've seen stories of where they've proven it in some cases. I don't know whether that's what happens here.
I'm going to need the city of Greenville to prove Tom wrong.
I feel like if you are just too into Earth Day or whatever and all that stuff, you're a little weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, come on.
No,
let's not
she's
judge.
Right. She's
no,
right.
She's right. Yeah. No, because there's a lot of people that want to make the Earth a better place.
I
want to
make the Earth a beautiful place.
Me
but
too.
Sometimes if you're harping it down my throat, like, chill out.
How about the people that have bottled waters? That's one of the biggest.
If they recycle, that's okay.
They do. Yeah,
they even do. So, well, it's still, that's just really wasteful.
All right, I don't want to be judgmental. Just, you know.
Oh, come on, we are.
Okay.
Sounds like you're judging us.
That's my favorite sport.
Interesting facts about Earth Day. It only takes 17 recycled aluminum cans to build a smart car.
Well, they get that's not true.
It is, too.
No, it's not.
Earth Day was first celebrated on April 22nd, 1970, and since that day, all of our environmental issues have completely disappeared. It's a fun fact for you. Yeah. And traditionally, Earth Day celebrations involve not showering, so some of us celebrated today.
I knew I smelled something.
Well,
Kato.
A hat day for Kato.
I will
saying.
Come late.
Yeah. And if you want to pick up a hippie chick that smells like incense and sweat, today's your lucky day, fellas.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Pass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.